This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We had Major Garrett on. In fact, Major Garrett, by the way, who once again will be anchoring the CBS Evening News. When we played a certain soundbite from the 45th President of the United States, what was the word Major used in describing it? Repulsive.
Acutely repulsive.
Acutely repulsive. Exactly. I called it earlier repugnant. This is the president I initially misidentified Mar-a-Lago. No, not in the summer. Bedminster, where again the other day he shot 67 and won another club
championship. Yeah. Baby.
If he just would accept that he's as a 78-year-old man, a very good golfer as a 78-year-old man, but no one with any level of intellectual capability believes he shot 67 the other day.
That's what bothers you the most about Donald Trump, isn't
Not
it?
Not really.
It's and the golf.
By the way, I watched the whole Bryson thing. I enjoyed it. Now, I'm sure there was some shots that were live and were very good, and there were other shots that live weren't good, and they edited. Fine. No big deal. He finds the middle of club face a lot for a 78-year-old. He finds the middle of club face a lot for any age, to be honest. But again, he just has to exaggerate dramatically and then trot Jack out to give him his trophies. Man, oh man. But Trump in the military. Trump, I mean, just gross about John McCain. Because they disagree. And McCain, by the way, went at Trump hard too. So it's not like McCain was innocent in this. But I like my heroes who aren't shot down. That's what Donald Trump said about John McCain, who was, what, 4 years? Was offered numerous opportunities to be let go by the evil which was holding him, but wouldn't do it. Just said in order. Didn't want to be used as a prop. Prisoner wars. POWs, mocking them. John Kelly, four-star general. Who Donald Trump picked as his chief of staff, right? Bravo. John Kelly, I believe, 100,000% when Donald Trump called folks in the military suckers and losers. So then he's in Mar-a-Lago with a fake press conference. The other one, you know, last week he did answer a lot of questions. And by the way, the vice president here, she's running from press conferences. Running. I've called that out 15 times on the show. I've called it out 3-4 times on Twitter. She's hiding from questions. I find it embarrassing. Live up to it. Donald Trump has a fake press conference where he speaks for 50 minutes. And when a couple of people ask questions, he goes on for 10 minutes. Has nothing to do with the questions. But he's got Miriam Adelson there. And reporting was that he was mad at Adelson recently. And there had to be some cleanup on some emails. So now he's kissing her butt. Yesterday, Donald Trump, because she's extraordinarily wealthy. Her husband, Sheldon, passed away a couple years ago. They've donated huge sums of money to him. So he offers up this comment as he's kissing up to Adelson, and listen the way he did it.
We gave Miriam the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That's the highest award you can get as a civilian. It's the equivalent of the Congressional Medal of Honor, but civilian version. It's actually much better because everyone gets the Congressional Medal of Honor. That's soldiers. They're either in very bad shape because they've been hit so many times by bullets, or they're dead. She gets it, and she's a healthy, beautiful woman. It's right. And they're rated equal.
It's disgusting. And he just doesn't get it how repugnant that is. Again, it's Medal of Honor. It's not Congressional Medal of Honor. But just, this is the better one. You're not injured. You're not dead. As I said to Major, if Harris said that, Biden said that, if Omar said that, If either Clinton said that, can you imagine what would be going on? No other Republican would say that. No other Democrat would say that, and he gets away with it. So, yeah, I called him on that. Then, here she is. And I get, we all can mispronounce a name or so. Happens frequently to the guy talking right now. But, and we played some of the Nancy Mace, and I see it all the time when I watch. And by the way, I'll just add again, her policies as a senator and her policies running for president in 2019, she didn't even get to 2020. Her campaign was a disaster. And those policies were, for my politics, way left of me. And some of the proposals she's laying out today, I'm kind of curious the size of government, how we're going to pay for. So if somebody's a centrist, I'm looking to see if she's going to move that way, because she's going to have to move a decent distance to get to the center. So go at her on those positions, because Walz is clearly a lefty, you know, progressive in the state, move well left of where he once was. Go at her on policy positions. No problem. Go at her on where is she? Why isn't she answering questions? Very valid. But intentionally, because it's everywhere by Republicans or Republican sympathizer, not Kamala Harris. Kamala. Nancy Mace, who I'm sure, like a lot of female politicians, like almost all, has been treated poorly often. She says last night, I'll call her whatever I want. And then today, Nancy Mace is tweeting, oh, I was, you know, female mistreated. What's she doing when she's going, Kamala? If, by the way, if she was a white person, then none of this would be happening. Zero. Barack Hussein Obama. Geez, I wonder why that was happening. You want to differ with me?
No, that? I can't.
None of this. Just admit it.
It's embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing, and it's been going on for weeks and months. I mean, the fact that they're having this argument on CNN with Nancy Mace about how she's saying the name and will call her what she wants. And then she references her as Kamala.
Yeah.
She corrects herself saying it correctly so she can then say it incorrectly to hurl one more insult.
Think about who they're appealing to with that.
It's the lowest of the low.
Text, okay, I used to look forward to Major, but now I'm done. This is ridiculous how Chad Major bashing Republicans once again. By the way, we criticized Joe Biden during that segment over and over and over and over and over again. For 2 years, I sat here on this show and said he's not up for the job. I was right. I just sat here and said she's too liberal for me and she's hiding. But going to race and belittling military members, that's just Republican. You can't just say, hey, I believe in Republican principles, but that's beneath where I want to go. Intentionally mispronouncing a black and Indian woman's name to play to the worst of our base, just like the Barack Hussein Obama was. I mean, I don't even know what Kamala's middle name is, because it's not evil enough, but Kamala is awful. Just win on issues. It's not that difficult to try.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.